Morning. Praise the Lord. God is good.
Let's try that. Let's say, God is good. I'll say, God is good. You say, all the time. And then I'll say, all the time. And you say, God is good. You ready? Let's try. God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Very good. You've got a clap going. That was good. Praise the Lord. Listen. We talk a lot. This is gonna be a short sermon, maybe a little preaching today, a little less in the teaching, a little more in the preaching today. But we talk about being lost. You know, we use the phrase lost. I was lost, but now I'm found. We talk about in singing a song, "Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound." Say the rest of my life, I once was lost, but now I'm found. As blind as now. See, it's not a, sometimes we could think of, it's a term, it's kind of an offensive term, you know, like if we talk to people and we say they are lost, but we are found. And it can be a bit offensive, you know, in that, especially for guys, right? Because guys don't, we're not lost. We're never lost. And we're never going to stop and ask for directions. I always know, you know, I've got a nose of a bloodhound, man. I know north and south and east and west. And I don't need anything, you know. I'm a woodsman. I can just be outside and know where I'm going, you know. And guys are never lost. And this is a, you know, a historical, the lady says, won't you stop and ask for the directions? And we don't need directions. I'm a man. I know where I'm going. Because being lost, if you're lost, it's kind of embarrassing. You got lost, you know. I mean, you don't know where you're going. You don't know where you are. You don't know how to get there, where you want to go. You don't even know where you... So to be lost is kind of, you know, embarrassing. And to be found is someone who has a, you know, upper hand who kind of knows where they're at and what they're doing. But we talk about being lost and being found in Christ. In Christ, and spiritually, in this life, and we say, you know, we are when you have Christ in your life, that you are no longer lost. And Jesus uses the term; it's a biblical term, so it's not just something that we made up. It's a biblical term. For the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, came to look for the lost and save them. Well, lost, and we all at one time were lost. We all at one time or another are lost in our life. And even after we are found by Christ, we can still at times wander and seemingly get turned around and get a bit lost. But I was going to talk to you, I want to talk about the concept of being lost. What does it mean? What does it mean to be lost? You know, when you're thinking about yourself, has anybody ever been lost, by the way? Like out in the woods and really lost? We may not be woods people here. But have you ever been lost, or maybe driving around in the city and lost and not knowing where you're going? These days it's hard to get lost, right? Because you got your little cell phone, you got your Garmin buddy, you got TomTom on the dash, and he's telling you where to go, you know? Recalculating, and you're ready to go. So it's hard these days to think of, you know, being lost at all. But if you don't have those things, and you're driving through the city, you're trying to get somewhere, and then you stop. You ever turn around and said, "I don't know where I'm at. I don't know which direction to go to get to where I'm going. I'm lost. I don't know where I am." Well, that's kind of what it's like to be lost on the journey of life. Life is like a journey, and to be lost on the journey of life is really kind of to not know your location. Hey, that mic don't work. To not know your location, right? When you're lost, you don't know your location. I can't tell you where I am. I can't give you my longitude and latitude. I don't know where the cross streets are here. I don't know where I am. I'm lost. So you don't know your location. And really, when you're really lost, you don't even have a real, when you're lost on the journey of life, you really don't even have a destination that you know of. You don't even have the right destination. And all these words are going to rhyme. Right? You don't know where your location. You don't even really have a solid destination. You don't know where you're going. And then, if you don't have a location or a destination, well, you sure don't have any direction. Which kind of doesn't rhyme as well as the other curse. But they all end in T-I-O-N, right? So it works out a little bit. But you don't have direction. You don't know your location, you don't know your destination, and you don't have good directions. How can you have good direction? If you don't know where you are or where you're going, how can you have solid directions how to get there? So on the road of life, we were all lost at one time, all of us in this room, lost. And we refer, there is a lost world. When God thinks of the world, it's a lost world. It's a lost world, a world that doesn't have its proper location, doesn't really know where it is. And again, you know, these days, what do we do? What do you do if you need to figure out where you're going? Well, you pull out a map. Well, nobody pulls out a map anymore. So you do Google Maps. You pull up Google Maps, and what does Google Maps ask you to do? It asks you to put in your location, it asks you to put in your destination, and then it spits out for you your directions, right? That's how maps work. You find, this is where I am, this is who I am, this is where I am. In the journey of life, it's more than just the location. It's who I am, where I am, what am I doing, this is my location, and then my destination on the journey of life. I got to figure that out and type that in as well. I need to know what the destination of this journey of life is. And only then can I figure out the best path to take to reach my destination. So let me ask you then, do you have your location? Do you have your destination? And then do you have your directions? I mean, some of you guys are really young. Some of us are really young in here. So maybe you haven't. Thought about that a whole lot yet. You're just kind of cruising along through the woods. Just kind of cruising along through the city streets and relaxing. But at some point, the question is going to come to us. Where am I? Who am I? What am I doing here? What is this big ball spinning out in outer space? And I'm sitting on it. This big ball of mud. What is going on with this place? And then where am I headed? What is life about? What's going on? And a lot of this is a choice. You have to figure out, where am I headed? And how am I going to get there? So only then, once we have that information, can we not be lost anymore? Can we not be lost? Now, who drew the map? Amen. Who drew the map? Somebody drew the map. Tom is the one that's giving you your directions. Telling you where you are, where you're headed. Somebody drew the map. And listen, on the journey of life, God is the one who drew the map. Jesus Christ is the one that drew the map. All right? So if you're gonna figure out these things, your location, your destination, and your directions, you need to ask the guy who drew the map. You need to find that. You've got to find that information elsewhere. When you're trying to figure out all that stuff, you don't just sit and meditate and figure it out from yourself. When you pull out a map, somebody drew the map. Rand McNally drew the map. You don't even know who Rand McNally is. So you guys, okay, whoever did Google Maps. Rand McNally is a map maker, by the way. Google Maps. Somebody put that map there. Somebody, I don't know who did. Google. Google is the one who put the map in so that you could access it. You didn't do that. And just like that, for the journey of life, we need to look outside of ourselves to find out so that we can get help. So that we can receive help on finding our location, our destination, and our direction. So Jesus can tell us our location. Listen, he's told us a little bit about our location. Who are you? Who am I? Who am I? And where am I? What is this place? Who am I? And where am I? What is this place? Listen, this is some of the stuff that I know off the bat that I can tell you, from the tools that Jesus gave us. You know there are tools, right? These are all tools. Tom's a tool. A compass is a tool. You know what a compass is. Compass is a tool. It tells you north, south, east, and west. These are tools where we can help. Well, this is a tool right here. It's the Bible, and it is the compass for the journey of life. It is the map. It is your tom-tom. Okay? When you read this, and you're going one direction, it can say, recalculating. All right? It can recalculate and send you on the right path. This is the tool. It's the Scripture. And it's going to help us. Let me tell you what the Scripture says. This compass, this map, this tom-tom, this garment. What it tells us about life and direction. Some of the things it tells us. It gives us our location. Let me tell you a little bit about our location. I've read a little bit, so I know a little bit about the map. I know a little bit about what it says. Location. 1, Genesis chapter 1, you were created good. You are a good creation. You're a created thing, 1. Okay? You're not a self-sustained, non-created thing. You're a created thing, and there's a higher being, and he formed you, and he gave you life. You are a created thing. You didn't evolve. You're not an accident. It wasn't by chance. You were created You were purposed. You were designed. You have design. Anything that has design has a purpose. You have design. You're not an accident. That's one. That's who you are. Two, you are good. God looked at you and He says, you are good. He put an imprint on you. He says, you are good and valuable. You are valued and precious to God. Two, you're precious and valuable. Created, precious, valuable. Three, Genesis chapter 3. You have chosen poorly. You're free. You're a free creation. Free to choose. And you have chosen poorly. And you will choose poorly. And God calls that you're a sinner. We are sinners. We are fallen. We are marred. We have taken this thing that God created, good and beautiful, and we've broken it. We've turned it into something that's not as valuable and as worthy and as good and as beautiful as God intended it to be. By our own choice, we have done this to ourselves. That's your location. That's who you are. We are living in this world that God created, and we're fallen sinners. We're good creation, and we're fallen. That's who you are. So that's where you stand. That's where you stand right now. Oh, let me give you another one. Ready? This is Romans chapter 5. Even though you have taken this thing that God created, yourself, and you've twisted it and broken it, you are still valuable and loved by God even now. Even now, you are a sinner loved by God even now. God didn't say, well, I created it good, and then look what it did to itself. It ruined itself by its choices. I made it free. I made it beautiful. I made it wonderful. And it broke itself by its choices. It decided to ruin itself. It decided to be fallen away from me. I don't love it anymore. I don't want it. He didn't say that. He said, I love my creation. I love my creation. I'm going to send my son, and I'm going to redeem it. I'm going to redeem that thing. I created it. It's marred, but I'm going to redeem it. I love it. So there you are. That's where you sit right now. Created, good and beautiful and wonderful in the sight of God, free, and a thing that has made poor choices against its creator. And you sit there right now, loved by your creator, loved, valued. He wants you. He wants you. You're wanted. That's who you are. That's where you are right now. You're wanted by God, wanted and loved. That's your location. Jesus tells us in His Word, that is your current location. You want to know where you are in life? Who you are? That's your location. Not only can Jesus give you your location, but He can also provide you with a new or maybe a right destination. He can give you your destination. So we've been put at our location. I'm here, I'm created, I'm loved, I'm a sinner. He can give you a new destination. Destination's interesting. We can pick our own destination. We can pick our own destination. Sometimes we do. We say, you know what? Let me ask you this. When have you arrived? You choose your destination, and my destination is when I have arrived. You know, and we can pick our own destination. Maybe your destination, in your mind, your destination is a picture, maybe the right kind of family. You know? Maybe I have the right spouse, or I have the right boyfriend, or the right girlfriend. I have the right image. Maybe I have the right amount of money, which leads to the right image. Maybe I drive the right kind of car. I have the right kind of job. And then once I have that thing, I got to get a certain kind of education. Once I finally arrive, you know, I'll have my certain kind of education. I'll have my certain amount of money. I'll have my certain, this is my, you know, my trophy spouse there. And I got these kids that are on the money. Everybody thinks we're spectacular. Everybody thinks we're great. And I've arrived. And I have my house. Everybody is impressed. And I have the right kind of job and the right kind of authority. I have finally arrived. And that's my destination. That's where I've decided I'm going for. That's what I'm shooting for in life. And you've chosen that as your destination. That's common. Especially in America. Common destination that we choose. But God wants to give you the right destination for the journey of life. Jesus Christ wants to give you the correct destination for the journey of life. Just consider for a moment some different folks in life. How about Mother Teresa? Did Mother Teresa have a particular kind of car, or wear a particular kind of clothes, or have a spouse or children? Did she have a certain kind of home that she lived in? No. Mother Teresa was a nun. She lived in Tibet, and she was helping people who were sick and dying. Sick and dying people. She was around the world helping to love people, and she died that way. But Mother Teresa had the right destination. She had the correct destination. It was the one that God had given her, and she felt joy, and she would not have chosen another destination. And God had given her that destination. She followed God in His destination. Consider Jim Elliot. Jim Elliot was a missionary to an unreached people group. He set up with him and his wife and his family and some of his friends, and they were flying an airplane over to try and reach an unreached people group, and they were trying to produce the Bible in their language, and they landed over there and by this unreached people group, and Jim Elliot ended up with a spear in his stomach, dying on the shores of this land far away from America, and trying to reach this unreached people group. That's what he ended up. That's where he ended up in this life. But let me tell you, he had the right destination. Okay? God gave him that destination. Where did Jesus Christ end up? The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Did he show up and say, hey, consequently, I rule everything. I have the biggest army. I have the biggest muscles. I'm going to flex them. And you guys are going to serve and follow me. No. What road did Jesus Christ follow, and where did that road take him? He walked to Jerusalem, it says in Luke chapter 9, verse 51. He walked to Jerusalem, and he died on the cross. And that was exactly where God wanted him to go. He had the right destination. And ultimately, if we ask God for the right destination, that destination is the kingdom of heaven. It's the kingdom of heaven. And if you follow Jesus, you might have to walk through the cross, but you will end up on the other side. You will end up in heaven, in paradise with Him. Let me say that again. If you ask Jesus Christ to give you your destination, it may be that you have to walk through the cross to get there, but you're going to end up on the other side of that. You're going to end up in the kingdom of heaven. As a matter of fact, really, according to the map, according to the compass, and there's really only two destinations in the end, consequently. One is the kingdom of heaven and paradise with God, and the other is outside of the presence of God. And we call that hell. It's outside of the presence of God. Nobody in here wants to end up outside of the presence of God. You want to end up in the presence of God. So what destination do you have? It's the one that God gives you. It is abundant life. Abundant life now and eternal life forever with Him. It is our destination that Jesus can give us. It exists. It's out there. Now we've typed it in. We know where our location is. We know where our final destination is. It's the kingdom of heaven. We are loved. We are fallen. We are loved anyway. We are good creation. We want to end up in a relationship with God for eternity in the kingdom of heaven. That's our destination. And the question is then, how do we get there? How do we get there? How do we get from a fallen creature loved by God, and we get into heaven? How do we get into heaven? Listen to this. Let me give you a little simple lesson in directions. Your direction determines your destination. The direction you go determines where you will end up. Okay? And your destination determines your direction. Your directions determine your destination, and your destination determines your direction. Sounds confusing. Here's the deal. Here's what I'm saying. If you want to end up over there, you can't go that way. You follow what I'm saying? You can't go that way. Your direction determines your destination. If I go that way, I'm going to end up over there. Okay? And your destination determines your direction. If I want to go over there, then I have to go that way. I can't go that way. Here's the deal. A lot of us want to choose our destination and our direction. We want to say, I want to end up over there, but I want to go that way to get there. I want to end up, sure, I want to go to heaven. Who wants to go to hell? Not me. But I don't want to really follow Christ. You know what I mean? I kind of want to be marginal about it. Can I have kind of a little marginal Christianity? This is following Jesus. Can I go that way and still get there? You know, I don't want to go that way. That's fine. I don't have to go that way. I want to be totally opposite of Jesus. But really to follow Christ, maybe, can I just go this way a little bit and still end up in the kingdom of heaven? Here's the deal. Your direction determines your destination. If you choose to go that way, you're going to end up over there. And your destination determines your direction. If you want to end up in the kingdom of heaven, there's only one way. There's only one way, and that is to follow Jesus Christ. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man will come to the Father. No one will enter the kingdom of heaven except by me, except through me. Jesus Christ said that. He is the only way. He is the only route. He is the only route to get there. You know, when you're driving along, TomTom can recalculate and give you another route. You know what I mean? You can take it wrong here. But Jesus Christ is the only way. He is the only way to get there. There's only one route to get there. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one will come to the Father except by Him. We recognize that we are lost. You know, that's the first thing you got to do, right? There's plenty of people walking around with pride, you know? Lost as a goose. I mean, how lost is a goose? Anyway. Lost. Completely lost. Don't know where they are, what they're doing, and still walking. I know where I'm going. I don't need any help. I don't need any direction. First thing you have to do is recognize you're lost. So stop and say, hey, man, I don't know who I am on this journey of life. I don't know where I want to end up. I don't know how to get there. I got the wrong destination. And my TomTom is broke. My compass is broke. I'm using a broke compass. I need the right compass. And you call out to Jesus and you say, Jesus, can you give me my precise location? Can you give me your destination for my life? And then can you point me in the right direction so that I can get there? Okay? We got a young crowd here. And these are the things that you're going to be we are discussing. That you are going to be thinking about soon. As you get an education, as you start gaining more and more responsibilities, as you start going to college, and you start paying rent, you start figuring out what job you're going to get and things like that. It is a question, a big question for you, that you will not walk through this life. You got it ahead of you. Lord willing, it's ahead of you. And you don't want to just be lost. You don't want to be going through this life lost. And if you haven't called out to Jesus, you haven't called out to Jesus to give you maybe a recalculation. Recalculating. Maybe Jesus can recalculate your trajectory and give you right direction. And that's not a one-time deal. You know what I mean? That's not a one-time deal. As you go, think about it. If you have a TomTom in your car, as you go from one place to the other, that TomTom is giving you directions the whole way. Turn left in 50 yards. He's telling you what to do the whole way. It's the same thing with Jesus. You know, you might have asked Jesus something way back when, a couple years back, 20 years ago. We talk about that, you know. When were you saved? Back in 93. I accepted Jesus Christ back in 1993 when I was 18. You can do some math if you want to find out all that. 1993, I was 18. I asked you, I need Jesus Christ today. I need Him today to give me directions. It's not that Not that that one discussion that I had with Jesus back in 93 is all that I needed. I need today for Jesus Christ to say, left turn in 50 yards. And then I need to follow His directions. I need to follow His directions. So it's not a one-time deal. It's a daily conversation. You know? And if you get off course, you can get back on course. You can get back on course. You can get back on course right now. You know, you can say, you know what, Christ, I do want your directions. Please, help me follow you. And you can pick up the map, you can pick up the compass, and you can start figuring out, and you can start listening. Listening. What good is a tom-tom if you never listen to it? Right? You're like, that chick is wrong. I'm not listening to what she's saying. This is your compass. Jesus is our director. He's the one that's going to give us where we want to be. But we gotta listen. We gotta pursue it day by day, day by day. And I just want to encourage you that you would pursue Him day by day. Ask Him for directions today. Have you asked Him for direction today? Tomorrow, when you wake up, ask Him for directions tomorrow. Ask Him to give you directions. And recognize how quickly we can get lost in this life. All right? Let's pray together. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus, You are the one who has the directions. You are the map maker. You are the designer. You're the one who gave us the compass. You are the one who is intelligent and wise and knows and can calibrate for us and give us the directions we need to go. You can tell us who we are. You created us. You know who we are. And You can tell us. You can give us a vision of our destination. You can give us a taste of who You are and a relationship with You and of heaven. And send us on our way, Father. Send us on our way in that direction. And Jesus, You are the way, the truth, and the life. We want to follow You. I pray, Father, that most of the folks in this room, if not all, have really made a commitment to follow You, Christ. I pray that You would empower us by Your Spirit to follow the path that You give us and to not veer to the left or to the right, to not go off one way because it's too hard. I pray that You would give us, Jesus, the resolve to follow You day by day. And I know You want us. I know You want us to ask You every day which way to go. And I pray that we would respond to You every day and call upon You to give us directions and provide for us the things that we need to make it through this journey of life. We rejoice in You, Jesus. We rejoice in You and so thankful that we have such a great, great King that sees the big picture, that sees the lay of the land and can tell us where to go. We just want to listen to You. Just want to listen to You. Impress upon our hearts, Father. Show us the way to go. And we pray to You, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.